Good morning. Welcome to my presentation. My name is Jacinthe Dessureau-Rompré, and I would like to first to acknowledge my colleague for this work, Bernie Dibart, David Burton, Mehdi Sharifi, Julia Cooper, Cynthia Grant, and Craig Drury. So the uncertainty in choosing an optimal fertilizer nitrogen rate has increased the need to get a better understanding on the role and the fate of nitrogen in crop production system. This uncertainty can lead to important economic losses and harmful environmental consequences. But where is this uncertainty coming from? The inherent variability in soil nitrogen supply, which is largely from mineralization, is a key source of this uncertainty in choosing an optimal fertilizer nitrogen rate. The soil and supply is influenced by an integration of factors such as soil property, climate, and also human intervention. In particular, the soil and the climate control on soil mineralizable nitrogen are poorly understood. So to get a better understanding on those parameters, the soil and the climate will lead to improve the crop fertilizer nitrogen recommendation. So the objective of this work was to evaluate the degree to which variation in the size of soil mineralizable nitrogen pools can be explained through simple soil properties and climatic indices. This work is part of a national project to improve our understanding of the controls on soil mineralizable nitrogen pools in Canadian soils. So for this work, we use a total of 56 sites across Canada. They were distributed from the East Coast to the West Coast, and they represented a very large variety of soil property and climate zone. For this work, we identified two different mineralizable nitrogen pools, the potentially mineralizable nitrogen, N0, and the pool 1, which represents a more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen. They were determined using a 24-week aerobic incubation at 25 degrees Celsius. The N0 was estimated with the first-order kinetic model. In this equation here, the N-min is the nitrogen cumulated between the week 2 and 24 of the incubation. N0 is our potentially mineralizable nitrogen. The K is the rate constant, and T is the time of incubation. The pool 1, the more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, was calculated as the nitrogen mineralized during the two first week period of the incubation. So the soil characteristics we identified for this study were the organic carbon, organic nitrogen, the particulate organic matter carbon and nitrogen, the pH and texture. So as you can see with the range of soil characteristic. In this study, we used a large variety of soil for the study. As simple climatic indices, we use long-term annual climate normals, the mean annual temperature, the total annual precipitation and evapotranspiration, and the growing degree days over 5. And again here, with the range of data we have for the climate, we could have the sites were characterized by a variety of climate zone. So we use another climatic index, the so-called Ariclime climatic index, which was developed by Swedish researcher Olen Andred and Thomas Katterer, and was designed to be an index related to the activity of soil decomposer. The Ariclime integrates information on both climate and soil characteristics, and it is based on daily estimates using long-term climate data. So I will not go into detail in the calculation step of the Ariclime, but I will just show it here globally in order that you understand how we use it for this study. So the Ariclime is the product, not the exact product, but the product of two different factors in red, the RE temperature, RE temp, and in blue the RE water. So the input data we use for the calculation of the RE temp is mainly the soil temperature. And for the RE water, the calculation included soil characteristics such as organic carbon, sand and clay, and climate information such as precipitation and evapotranspiration. So as we you can see in the graph here, the daily estimate of the RE climb, we can have an overview of how the RE climb evaluate over a year. And we can see that during the summer period here, the RE climb reach a peak, meaning here that the activity of soil decomposer is higher compared to the colder period of the year. This RE climb, the daily estimate of the RE climb can be also average or sum up to give annual estimate of RE climb and also growing season estimates of RE climb. So for the result, the presentation of the result, I will first show you a simple linear regression we have done between the soil property, the climate, and the two mineralizable nitrogen pool, the potentially mineralizable N0 and the pool 1. And then I will show multiple regression that included both soil property and climate to explain the variation of the mineralizable pool we observe across the sites. So first of all, for the soil property, we observed that they were in general relatively effective predictor of the variation of N0 across the sites, with the organic nitrogen here alone explaining 40% of the variation observed for the N0. In general, the soil property were positively related to the N0, the potentially mineralizable nitrogen, except for the sand. The pool 1, for the pool 1, only the pH and the particulate organic matter nitrogen were significantly related to this more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, with the pH being negatively related to the pool 1 and the particulate organic matter being positively related to this labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen. Now, if we look at the climate relationship with the mineralizable pools, for the N0, the potentially mineralizable nitrogen, we observed that the climate indices, the simple climate indices, were in general less effective predictor for the variation. And we have here for the N0, the temperature and the precipitation being the best climate parameter to explain the variation. And they were able to explain 14% of the variation only. But we observed that in general, these climate indices were negatively related to the N0, meaning that a site with a higher mean annual temperature, total annual precipitation, was associated with a smaller pool size of N0. For the pool 1, the more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, we observed that the evapotranspiration could explain 24% of the variation of the pool 1 across the sites. But as you can see in this graph here, the regression was not really good. But for a few number of sites, this parameter, the evapotranspiration, might be an important controlling factor. Now, if we look at the relation between the RE climb indices and the mineralizable pool, first of all, for the N0, we observed that the RE climb indices were generally better predictor than the simple climatic indices, such as mineral annual temperature and precipitation. And we had the some growing season RE climb explaining 26% of the variation in N0 across the sites. So here, the RE climb indices were, in general, negatively related to the N0, meaning that the higher the RE climb index was on a site, the higher the site was characterized by this site was characterized by a higher activity of soil decomposer and then a lower size of the mineralizable nitrogen pool, N0. For the pool 1, the more labile mineralizable nitrogen pool, only RE water was significantly related to this pool with 14% of variation explained. Again, here the regression was not that good, but for a few number of sites, this RE water might be an important controlling factor. So now if we look at the multiple regression, so we wanted to have equations that included both physical and chemical soil property and climate indices. And for the prediction of the N0, we had an equation, a multiple regression that included the sand, the sum growing area climb, the sum growing season area climb, and the organic carbon. And this equation explain 64% of the variability of N0 across the sites. So the N0, the potentially mineralizable nitrogen, represent a relatively stable nitrogen pool, and it can be effectively predict using relatively stable soil properties such as organic carbon and sand and long-term climatic indices. For the prediction of the pool 1, the more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, the multiple regression included pH, evapotranspiration, and particulate organic matter nitrogen. And this equation could predict 40% of the variation of pool 1 across the sites. The pool 1, which represents a more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, is more sensitive to recent influence on soil carbon and N cycling, and then is more difficult to predict using simple soil property and climatic indices. So as a conclusion, a large proportion of the variation in N0, the potentially mineralizable nitrogen, which is relatively stable over time, can be explained using simple soil properties, both physical and chemical, and area climb indices. The N0 pool was found to be larger when the organic nitrogen, carbon, particulate organic matter, and clay were higher in the soil, and where climatic indices such as temperature, precipitation, and area climb were lower. The pool 1, the more labile pool of mineralizable nitrogen, is more sensitive to recent management due to the influence on soil carbon and nitrogen cycling, and this is thus more difficult to predict in the basis of simple soil properties and climatic indices. So in the future, this project aims to develop an expert system to predict soil nitrogen supply across a range of soil property, climatic zones, and cropping systems. Thank you.
And we do have time for a few questions.
Yes.
Try to correlate soil properties with K value, the real constant for the first order reaction?
I haven't done that, but I know that one of my colleagues, I think Mehdi Sharifi, you have done. I think one of my colleagues, Mehdi Sharifi, maybe I can give you a reference. I've done that, but I haven't. Yes?
I was wondering why you didn't fit a double exponential equation to your curves of the mineralization.
Which double equation, exponential do you?
Just a simple
yes.
Exponential equation, you could also do that there is that this labeled pool is also following.
I think. This was, we tried both, and we found that it was a bit, the result for the simple model were better than the double. So in our case, it was better to use the simple than the double one.
Okay. Thank you again.
Thank you.